morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you this morning. Now, next week, Pastor Ian will give you a proper Christmas Day message, but it is well and truly still the flavour of our time this morning. So I want to ask you to have a think about Christmas for you and for your family in your different contexts. What is Christmas all about for you? What are some of the elements that you enjoy across the Christmas period? For instance, definitely for my daughter Phoebe, it is all about the presents. She can let go of the decorations, she can let go of everything else, but the presents is where it is at. Sadly for her, but a blessing for Amanda and I, is this is the first year where she's not going to be the only grandchild, so hopefully we have less junk coming to our house. But she's not going to like the less amount of presents. But what is Christmas about you? Well, and your family, what are some of the elements that you enjoy? To get your memory going, Holly has found a bit of a funny short clip for us to check out. So Dylan, thank you.
Hey, welcome. I'm the Christmas search engine, and I can help you find anything related to
DIY Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay. Let's jump right in. Here we go.
What date Christmas this year?
December 25th.
What date Christmas next year?
December 25th.
Song that goes.
I think I know what you're looking for.
How cook ham?
Okay.
How cook ham fast? Ham flamethrower recipe.
Wait, what?
Christmas present, Mom.
Nice.
Cheap.
Nice.
What day Christmas 2035?
Are you serious?
Is Santa Claus real?
You should maybe ask your parents about that.
Gift wrap bowling ball.
Please be careful.
Custom dog Christmas.
Sorry, what?
Christmas dog custom cute.
Oh, you mean costume?
Christmas dog costume cute!
Gift wrap accordion.
That's gonna be tricky.
Can I drink expired eggnog?
No.
What happens if drank expired eggnog?
Why'd you even ask me in the first place?
Dealing with relatives.
Okay.
Dealing with nosy relatives.
Well...
Dealing with my nosy, overbearing relatives who won't stay out of my business. Sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty much all the same stuff.
Gift wrap a saddle.
Who are you buying this stuff for?
Santa Claus riding a unicorn. Santa Claus riding a unicorn socks.
Is that a thing?
Search it up.
Oh, wow. Here they are.
Take my money.
Norwegian tree skirts.
How many lights, one outlet?
Elf pajamas.
Dog singing Christmas carols.
Oh. Hello.
What is Christmas really about?
I've got just the thing.
An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
So, Jesus?
Jesus.
May I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
How fix burnt ham?
Okay.
You know what? Forget it. Pizza delivery Christmas Eve.
No problem.
There you go. Christmas can be about so many different things to so many different people. What is it about for your family? Is it about the presents? Is it? Yes, it is for me too, Kenny. Is it about the time with family? Christmas can be, for many people, the one time of year when a bigger group of family gets together and spends time with one another. For some people, that can be an exciting thing they look forward to. To others, it can be a harder aspect of the holidays. Maybe Christmas to you represents the food that you will eat at these family gatherings, and that there's a fair chance by the end of next Saturday that you'll at least feel as though you don't need to eat for a few more days. Maybe Christmas to you represents summer holidays, time off from school, time off from uni, time off from work, and maybe that's what Christmas represents to you. Maybe if you're a sports-loving person like myself, Christmas is great, but it means that Boxing Day is the next day. And if you love your sport, due to time differences, you can spend the entire Boxing Day morning watching all the Christmas Day NBA games that leads into the Boxing Day test match, that then leads into the Melbourne Derby in the basketball of South East Melbourne versus Melbourne United, at the same time as normally a Melbourne Stars Big Bash game, and then, due to more time differences, leads into the Christmas Day English Premier League soccer. So it represents sport is coming the next day, and you try and be around family on Boxing Day so they can watch the kids. But what is Christmas about for you? As it got to at the end of the video, I do want to suggest that as a Christian, while all of these things are great fun and a great aspects of Christmas, and please don't misinterpret me, in no way is anything we've mentioned, the decorations, the carols, everything else, they're a great part of this season. But I do want to suggest that Christmas actually represents something that's way better than that. Way better than sport, way better than time with family even, way better than food. And that if we don't look deeper than the fun we can have on the outskirts of Christmas, on the surface level, that sadly we run the risk of completely missing the best part that Christmas has to offer. And to miss that would be like receiving a gift, a present, but never even opening it. Imagine for a second that you received the gift, that you received a present and it was wrapped perfectly. It just looked immaculate. Shiny new wrapping paper, all the edges, my wife has wrapped it, not me, all the edges are straight, the corners are tucked in, there's a bow perfectly centered on the top, and it just looks amazing. Now, I want you to imagine that you were so impressed with how it was wrapped that you didn't want to break it, you didn't want to even unwrap it. You were so impressed with how the wrapping was, you loved it how it was, that you just didn't even want to open it. So instead of opening the present, you simply sat it on your bedside table or your desk or somewhere else. How silly would that be? How silly would that be? You would be completely focused on the wrapping that you missed the actual gift itself. And sadly, while that's a bit of a silly example, I believe that many people, including some of us in this room today, that if we're not careful, we run the risk of doing a pretty similar thing across the next week, across this Christmas period. The food, the presents, the time with family, they're all great and enjoyable, but if we don't look deeper than that, we will sadly miss the actual gift that is on offer that we celebrate here at Christmas, being the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is the time of year that we celebrate the fact that God sent Jesus, his son, from heaven down to earth to be God among us, to be Emmanuel. If you've got your Bibles, feel free to turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And we'll read through that. It's also on the screen. Matthew 1, 18 to 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. When it comes to this Christmas period, or to any Christmas period, as Christians, this is what we are truly celebrating. God sending Jesus to be Emmanuel, God sending Jesus to be God among us. And this is the greatest gift that has ever been given. But for some, and we're blessed if we've grown up in the Christian household, but for some, looking at this Christmas story in isolation can be pretty confusing. It's easy to look at this story and start wondering why. Why does Jesus matter? Why is Jesus such a great gift? It doesn't seem to make that much sense. And that's because, like a lot of things when it comes to the Bible, looking at the Christmas story in isolation is like coming in and watching the middle of a movie without the beginning and the end. There's no context to it. So it doesn't seem to make sense. How is Jesus a good gift for us? Why does he matter so much? And that's where we're blessed that the Bible also gives us that background as well. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This, in a nutshell, encapsulates the entire historical context to the Christmas story. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, he created everything, including everyone, including women and men. And he designs them with the purpose to love him and to make him the most important part of their lives. At one point or another, every single one of us, every man, every woman to ever walk the earth, has failed to live up to that purpose. And we've chosen to make other things and other people more important in our lives than God. And that's what sin is. And because that's not how God planned it to be, there was a just punishment for sin, that instead of being united to a God that loves us, we would be separated from him for not just our life here, but for all of eternity. But because God loves us so much, he didn't leave us in that state. God made a way for that to not have to be the case. And that's where the Christmas story comes in, and that's why he sent us Jesus. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God sent his son Jesus down to earth as a man to live a perfect, sinless life, to then later die a horrific death on a cross in our place, in my place, in your place, for our sins, and then to be risen from the grave 3 days later. And he did so that for all who believe in him, no matter who we are or no matter what we have done, for all who believe in him and choose to make him the most important part of their lives, then we are forgiven for our sins. We no longer have to face the consequence of being separated from God, and instead we're welcomed into an amazing relationship with a just, a holy, a righteous God who loves us. In a relationship not just for our time here on earth, but for all of eternity. It's with this context that makes the Christmas story extremely powerful and the free gift of Jesus Christ the greatest gift to ever have been given. Now, ultimately, as Christians, this is what we celebrate in the Christmas season. God becoming Emmanuel, Jesus coming to be God among us, so that we can live forever with him. And Christine and the team can come up, please. Let me just ask you as I close here this morning, is this free gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ one that you've received? Has anyone told you about it? Have you read it in the Bible? Have you had an experience where this is a gift you've come to receive? Have you ever actually opened it? Or maybe so far you've been so impressed with all the wrapping that Christmas brings that you're yet to experience the best part. Let me just guarantee you, when you open this gift of Jesus Christ, it is one you will never, ever regret. We know we'll get plenty of gifts that we're going to put in the bin or give to op shops next Saturday. This is not one of them. When we open the gift of Jesus Christ, it is one we'll never regret. And so if that's a gift you'd like to explore, please, don't leave here without talking to someone around you. Talk to Pastor Ian, Pastor Andrew when he's back, myself, just talk to someone about it. And for the rest of us, my encouragement simply is that throughout the rest of this week and into next Saturday, let's enjoy the food, enjoy the family, enjoy the carols tonight and all the festivities that come with the Christmas period. But let's not forget to stop and consider the actual, the greatest part of Christmas being Christ himself, Emmanuel, God with us, so that we can live forever with him. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Paul.